Why Metaphysical Healings Take So Long. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, why metaphysical healings take so long. Metaphysical healings don't take long. They are done instantly. It's just that we have to get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits so that the metaphysical healing can take place in our thinking. Wholeness is ours always. We are always whole and perfect. But we put a barricade in front of that wholeness and we say, I am a human being and I'm limited. We say, I have problems. We say, the world is difficult to live in. We say, mainly, that we let obstacles get in our way to keep us from a consistent way of thinking about ourselves. We know that as we say, I like me, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I'm whole and perfect, that these are truths about ourselves. This is immortally, eternally, wonderfully true, but we want to have ourselves live in that recognition. We can see about us the evidence of a human world. We can see about us the evidence of life as it exists in its human attitude. And we find it a little more difficult to see life as it exists at its divine level of consciousness, as its divine attitude. And this, of course, is where it's all about. If I am training myself in the field of mathematics, a universal field of study, and I say 2 times 2 is 8, and then I keep saying that, and I learn that, and I believe that, and then I conduct my activities, my thinking, my human world according to 2 times 2 is 8, and I will always be out of sync with the rest of the world. Now, I might create a world in which 2 times 2 is 8, but at the moment, I'm living in a world of 2 times 2 is 4. No matter how I try to insist on my answer being correct, on my answer being the answer that I'm going to conduct my life by, the rest of the world, and also the world that I call my reality, is living by 2 times 2 is 4. I have to train myself to live according to the principles that guide the world in which I live. And the principles that guide the world in which I live are the principles that say, everything already exists, and I merely recognize that they do exist and utilize that existence for whatever joy my life might have for it. Now you say, that's a mouthful. Yes, it's a mouthful, but it really boils down to just one thing. You let go and let God. You let go and let the divine principle in you, in me, be revealed first, and be revealed and then be used. 2 times 2 is 4. That's the divine principle, and that we want to use and have it be used by me. First, it's revealed to us. We recognize that 2 times 2 is not 8 or any other number, but it is a specific 4. Now, so many times we say, I would like to be whole and perfect. I would like to have my body enjoy wholeness right now in every whit of it. And I look at my body and I see where it is not whole. And I recognize where it is not whole and I say, in that area, it is not whole. And then I persist to recognize it as that. Now, the truth of the matter is my body is whole. My divine body, that's the body that I'm always working with. My human body is the outpicturing of that divine body. And the more that I recognize my divine body, the more that I recognize that principle that my divine body is, I'm whole and perfect, the more I recognize my body, in fact, in my body. And I live in a whole body. Yes, I do. I live in a body filled with love and filled with peace and filled with joy and filled with wonder and filled with life. And I am happy as can be. Why is it metaphysical principles seem to work so slow? Well, it's just we get a little tangled up. And we think that the human that we see, we think that the physical that we see is our reality. And the physical we see is merely the reflection of our own incorrect use of the eternal principles. Our incorrect use of the divine recognition of our reality, of who we are. We are divine. We are wonderful. We are fantastic. We are joyous. We are a magical being at all times. And when we are not a magical being, it's only because we have put our attention on something else other than our reality. We can express that reality and live that reality and delight in that reality all we want. And the more we delight in it, and the more we express it, and the more we live it, and the more we delight in it, the more we live it, we express it, the more we have it. The more I affirm the truth about myself, whatever that truth may be, and live it, the more I have it. Now, I can live my truth right now. I can live my reality right now. And I can be whole and perfect right now because that's what I am. Or I can live the illusion that I choose to have, the theater I choose to write and play in, the game of life that I choose to have. Now, what game do you want to play? You find it facetious to think that you play a game and you're always the winner. That's what you do. If Tiger Woods were to hit the ball in the hole on every stroke, he'd be a winner all the time, but we think his life would be boring, and we think his game would be boring, and we think the crowds would not want to follow him because he was so perfect. And you see, that's our gimmick. We're afraid of being so perfect. And as long as we're afraid of being so perfect, we won't strike that hole in one with every tee off that we make. We will not strike that game so perfectly because we will walk away from it. We'll say, we're only human. And then, lo and behold, we do not experience our divine reality. Our divine reality is ours at all times. It merely awaits for us to claim it, to name it and claim it, to enjoy it, to delight in it, to be thrilled in it, to wonder in it, to say to ourselves, I am divine, I am whole and perfect, I am wonderful. Saying these phrases to ourselves again and again and again is merely our learning, our building the habit of always saying the correct thing and living the correct life and living the whole life and living the perfect life and living it now. Because now is the only time there is. And our wholeness is already ours. Our divinity is already ours. Our grandness is already ours. Our whole in one. Our whole in one is always ours. Because that's the name of the game for us. We take our club and we hit the ball and we put the ball right where we want it in the cup. When we play the piano, the music is already within us. And we play that music with such exquisite quality, with such delight, such charm, such magic, such wonder, and we do it perfectly. And we do it perfectly all the time, and we don't think that that's strange. Now, if Tiger Woods were to put the ball in the cup with every stroke, he would soon not think that strange. And soon, the name of the game would change, the rules of the game would change, and instead of having a game where you try to put the ball in the cup, you put the ball in the cup every time. Instead of trying to play beautiful music, you play beautiful music. And you play beautiful music as it is designed, as it is written, as it is in reality. And that's how metaphysical healings should be expressed all the time. They're already done, and we open our eyes to see it, and we open our ears to hear it, and we open our lives to experience it and to delight in it in all measures. This is my blessing to myself today, and this is how I see you living your life. Now, full, complete, whole in one. Every game you play for perfection, and it is done now. I love you so. Have a wonderful day, and know that you're wrapped in my pure white light of love, in perfection, now and always.